In his State of the Union address last night, President Biden spent very little time on a foreign policy issue that's dominated the attention of the White House. That is the war in Ukraine. It's a far cry from what happened during last year's address. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez has more on why the conflict took a backseat this time around.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States.
Last year, when President Biden made his way to Capitol Hill for the State of the Union, it was just 6 days after Russia invaded Ukraine. Biden spent the first part of that speech zeroing in on one man, Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over.
There were long-standing ovations on both sides of the aisle.
Instead, he met with a wall of strength he never anticipated or imagined. He met the Ukrainian people.
Back then, when Biden looked over the House chamber, most of the lawmakers were waving or wearing the blue and yellow of Ukraine's flag.
Tonight, I say to the Russian oligarchs and the corrupt leaders who bilked billions of dollars off this violent regime, no more.
But last night, things were a lot different. Both Biden's message and the reception he received in Congress have changed. This year, it took more than an hour until Biden brought up the war.
Putin's invasion has been a test for the ages, a test for America, a test for the world.
There was applause, but less of it. One thing was similar to last year. The Ukrainian ambassador was a guest of the president, a signal, Biden said, of the U.S. commitment to her country.
Because we're going to stand with you as long as it takes.
It was a reminder of the aid that the U.S. is giving Ukraine, more than $110 billion so far. And Ukraine wants more. That's a sensitive issue, especially among Republicans. Some strategists are worried this could turn into an issue for 2024 elections, particularly in House districts that lean more conservative. Republican strategist Ryan Williams.
The key is to make sure that it doesn't become a big issue with Republicans, a litmus test issue, if you will, that could endanger incumbents who could face conservative primary challengers that may have a difference of opinion.
There was another reason Ukraine played a smaller role in Biden's speech this year. The reality is that domestic issues are more important for middle-class voters. And Biden is expected to soon announce a second run for the White House.
This is not at the front of the American people's minds the way it was a year ago.
Christine Berezinha studies U.S. security cooperation with Europe at the German Marshall Fund. She says that foreign policy is not going to get Biden many votes in 2024. While Americans are still worried about Russia, there's also concern about the cost of ongoing support for the war.
So there's more need to justify continued support for Ukraine, and it's less shocking a year in, and that is just the reality.
Biden promises the United States is not going anywhere, and the White House is making plans to mark the one-year anniversary of the invasion later this month. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.